This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. President Donald Trump was the first Republican presidential candidate to win the state of Wisconsin in more than 30 years when he defeated Hillary Clinton in 2016. A lot of that came from a base of white, blue-collar voters. That group gets talked about as a key for the Trump campaign going into the next election. But our next guest took a look at a couple years' worth of data and found that things aren't quite so simple in Wisconsin. Craig Gilbert is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Craig, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, and sorry for calling in late.
No problem, Craig. So tell us, how much of Wisconsin's voting population falls under this category of blue-collar white voters before we start to break it down by category?
Yeah, so first of all, we should say what we mean by blue-collar. Sure. It's sort of shorthand in polling speak for someone without a four-year college degree. It's not the only way to define blue-collar, but it's the way where we have the most polling data. And it makes up more than half of the electorate in Wisconsin. Wisconsin, in fact, of all the pivotal states in 2020, has the highest proportion of blue-collar white voters. It's, you know, between 55 and 60%. So it's so big a group that it turns out it's pretty hard to generalize about them.
Right. And you used polling data from a couple few years in Wisconsin to break it down. What are some of the big divides within this group that we look at sometimes as one thing?
Yeah, we put together 3 years of polling data from the Marquette Law School just so we could drill down into that large category and look at, you know, some of the dividing lines within that group. And some of these dividing lines are quite familiar to you know, the people listening in right now. I mean, we start out with education, which we're dividing the world into white, blue collar and white college to begin with. But then within that non-college white group, there's a gender gap. There's a huge religion gap between evangelicals and people of varying religions and people who have who declare no religion and don't go to church. There's regional differences and there's age differences. So just to take the most extreme set of differences within this population of blue-collar white voters, if evangelical men, born-again Protestant men who are white, non-college, give Trump an 80% approval rating. But if you go to the other end of that spectrum, non-religious women who are white and blue-collar give Trump something like a 20% approval rating. So President Trump's standing within this big group that we think of as demographic shorthand for his base varies spectacularly along some of these dividing lines. And so, you know, the good news, if you're a Democrat, is that this is not a monolithic group, and there are group segments within this population that Democrats are quite competitive with. But overall, for Republicans, you know, he does still have a positive approval rating. It's not massively positive, but it's held pretty steady.
Yeah, talk about what President Trump would have to do to keep that appeal of not just that core group of evangelical men in the working class, but the rest of them, too.
Yeah, so one thing that's happened in Wisconsin is that blue-collar men have been steadily becoming more Republican in their party identification, and that actually predates Trump, but it continues under President Trump. So that's a challenge for Democrats, certainly. They are quite competitive among blue-collar women, but among blue-collar men, that group of voters is kind of slipping away from the Democratic Party to some degree. The challenge for President Trump is that, you know, his overall approval rating among this large population of non-college whites is like 51-52% positive, 45% negative. So people are pretty divided. He actually has to do much better than his approval rating in the vote to get reelected in Wisconsin. I mean, he won this group by something like 25 or 27 points against Hillary Clinton, which was a pretty spectacular performance in historical terms. But his approval rating is lower than that 62 or 63% that he got of the vote. So he has to get a bunch of people who have qualms about him and who are conflicted about him to vote for him. And some of that is going to depend on how appealing the Democratic nominee is to these voters.
Just in 15, 20 seconds, Craig, the key issues for President Trump and immigration and a border wall. What does this group think of that?
pretty divided on trade, on the tariff policy. A lot of people there have qualms about the tariff policy. And the border wall, very divided, too. So, again, it's not a monolithic picture of support for President Trump on these signature issues. There's a lot of division, and that's a big X factor going into 2020.
We'll leave it there for now. Craig, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be with you.
That's Craig Gilbert, Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He talked to us about the dynamics of Wisconsin's white, blue-collar voters and their support, mixed support for President Trump. You can read more at the Journal Sentinel website.